The Taxpayers Protection Alliance is a nonpartisan government watchdog group that is rolling out a 50-state data center toolkit. There's one for each state. The TPA is maintaining that data centers are not consuming massive amounts of water and electricity and wants the public to understand what they say is the real impact of data centers. So we're going to take a look at the facts versus the myths today. Joining us is Ross Marchand. He is the director of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. First of all, Ross, a little bit about your organization and tell us what you do on a daily basis.
Sure. So we are a rapid response nonprofit dedicated to keeping the government honest. Obviously, no small task. So across a wide variety of issue areas, we make sure that taxpayers and customers, they get all the facts and all the information needed to hold the government accountable, keep bureaucrats honest.
Even though you're nonpartisan, you're a little bit more conservative leaning. Is that a fair statement?
We call balls and strikes. And look, no party is above the law and above accountability.
All right. So let's take a look at this issue. The problem here is that so much is going around anecdotally, and it's hard to get your hands on the science. And I'm not sure it's really out there in full force. I think the jury is still out. We'll know years down the road whether we are right or wrong about data centers. But let's talk a little bit, first of all, about the impact it has had on some areas. When you have a data center going in, like in Saline Township, just outside of Saline, Michigan, which is to the south of Ann Arbor, and you have people very concerned about what it's doing to the environment, what impact it's going to have on the water, on the electricity, and whether it is actually going to be beneficial to the local economy and the local community, that's when you start hearing a lot of this anecdotal chit-chat that's going on in the community. And I'm not sure how you circumvent that when you're trying to present the facts on this. So what is your opinion on that and how this just seems to be unraveling out of control when people are talking about data centers?
Well, first of all, it's really important that you listen to these local concerns and you take all these concerns into account. That being said, there's so much misinformation out there about data centers, and it's really important to set the record straight and make sure that these residents have all the facts.
I want to start with the water issue. What does TPA think about that?
So first of all, we've been hearing nonstop that data centers consume all this water and they will increase water bills and make it so that water is hard to come by for local residents who are living near these data centers. But according to our research, that's just not the case. And in the case of Michigan, for example, water consumption is less than 1% for data centers. So it's basically not consuming any of the wider water supply in these communities.
And I tend to believe that one only because a lot of it is recycling through, but there's this issue of heating and cooling the water, and we'll get to the electrical part of this and that impact. But at some point, you've got to regenerate that water in some way. It's not, you can't keep using the same water. So I guess, how would you convince someone that the water isn't going to be impacted in their own community?
So look, you have to pay attention to the full context and all the information. Any industrial project, or really any project whatsoever, any use of land, is going to consume some amount of water. But all of the evidence shows that the water use in the case of data centers is well less than 1% of total water consumption across the community and across the state. So it just makes very, very little impact. And what we see now is this technology in its infancy. And these data center projects over time, they're only going to become more efficient and use less water.
We're talking with Ross Marchand with the Taxpayers Protection Alliance about this new toolkit they have out, a toolkit for states, so that you can take a look for your own state here in Michigan. It's fascinating. We're going to give you a website where you can go to get this information. Let's move over to the electrical component of this. The myth is that data centers are using up a significant percentage of electricity. And I can tell you locally, again, anecdotally, we're hearing from people who are worried about brownouts they've had since the data center in Saline Township started getting built. We've already had issues with DTE and power outages here in the state of Michigan, Ross. So people are concerned, and these are valid concerns. But you've done the research at the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. What does it say?
Exactly. And people have every right to be concerned and they have every right to ask questions. The evidence shows, though, that again, as is the case with water, these data centers are consuming a very small percentage of overall electricity. And while, look, there is some energy demand, just as you would expect for any industrial project, it's just not enough to cause some of these alleged issues.
So what exactly is going on at data centers? Why do we need them?
So these data centers are the backbone of the digital economy. I mean, people talk about data centers most of all in the context of AI. But the reality is, if you've ever bought anything on Amazon Prime, if you've ever done a Google search, if you've ever watched anything on Netflix, you are benefiting directly from data centers. So you're not only needing data centers to do basic things online, which virtually all Americans do, and all Americans rely on the digital economy for work, but also these data centers, they are generating tax revenue and they're resulting in great paying jobs.
Well, you say they're generating tax revenue, and while I guess you could argue that they're generating more than what a farm could have done if it was left in its the way it was before it got sold, but in the case of Saline Township, they're asking now for the township board to give it a 12-year tax abatement. So how does that play into this?
Well, look, at TPA, we believe that no project should be favored in terms of other projects, right? Like no project should get special tax treatment. The fact of the matter is, though, whenever we see data centers come into a community, they almost always become net taxpayers. And it's really important to look at that overall context and see on net how taxpayers will fare with these data center operations. And you see, writ large, in these communities across the country, it is a positive for taxpayers.
So can you kind of parse that out a little bit more for us? How so? How does that play out?
Sure. Well, almost everyone pays taxes. So when you create all these jobs and all these well-paying jobs, that results in a lot of taxes. And the data centers, even if they are enjoying lower rates temporarily, they are on net paying taxes themselves. So the projects are paying taxes, and the jobs and the people who hold the jobs, the people who are employed by data centers, they are paying taxes as well.
It's been argued, though, that you don't need as many people at those data centers as people really think, that the job creation is in the building of it. You've got a lot of union people out there working on these sites, of course. But after that, after it's all completed, that you're not going to have that many people at the data centers, that they can run by themselves practically.
Well, the most job-intensive part of any data center project is going to be construction. That's when you see thousands of jobs created, but there's also a lot of maintenance jobs. And again, the digital economy employs millions upon millions of Americans, and data centers are instrumental for fueling that digital backbone of the economy.
So what exactly does the toolkit that the Taxpayers Protection Alliance that you've come up with, how does it look? What can people find in it? How should they use it to better educate themselves on data centers?
So with these toolkits, we have two pages. In the first page, we take stock of what is happening in these communities. We talk about moratoria, we talk about state level initiatives, and we see what politicians are saying about data centers. And the second page talks about water and electricity, and we draw on a variety of data, mainly from government resources, to set the record straight and see how data centers are using water and electricity.
Yeah, you mentioned two pages to this, but they have links that go to various places as well. So it is really comprehensive. And I want to give an example of that. You've got a section on page two that says, see what's driving the debate in your state. And all of the states are listed, and you can click on your state to find out more. Can we talk a little bit about Michigan and what is driving the debate in the state of Michigan, Ross?
Yeah, sure. So we see communities across the state, and Detroit is a really interesting example, because usually if you look at a locality, they'll talk about maybe a 1-year moratorium on data centers. Detroit's considering a 2-year moratorium. So that really stood out in our analysis of the state. And you see more than 50 localities across the state that have enacted these moratoria on data centers. So this is a debate that communities across the state are having. And yeah, we knew we had to set the record straight. And there's a lot of misinformation out there in Michigan, as is the case across the country.
You even have the bills that have been enacted here, the proposed and passed restrictions on data centers, and other information that I think is very telling on this. So you also state that the data center dangers are significantly overstated. You know, one thing we haven't talked about is the low hum that seems to come from these centers. And I haven't made up my mind on data centers. I personally lean towards the future and what they could bring. It was stated at the groundbreaking of the Saline Township one that it could cure cancer one day. And that is a laudable goal. And you certainly don't want to tap down progress like that. On the other hand, I wouldn't want to be living near one of these. And if there's a low hum that bothers people that are living around there, I don't know how you would counter something like that. It's one thing to say that the water will be recycled, the energy won't be that much, it won't impact and create higher bills for electrical customers. But it's completely different when you hear something audibly that you can't get rid of, Ross. What do you say about that?
So with things like that, it's really important not to discount local concerns. And we really rely on these local reports of what that sound is like. That being said, it's really important to pay attention to the wider context and compare it to other things that people live by. So for example, I and millions of Americans live near roads. I live near a busy road. So I hear low-level noises more or less constantly. HVAC units, for example, in houses, most houses have HVAC units, and they emit a comparable hum that you find with data centers. So I think it's really important to compare data centers to other sources of sounds, and also pay attention to what the government views as a harmful level of sound, which is about 85 decibels, whereas data centers usually only generate about 40 decibels of sound.
I think the difference there, though, the ebb and flow of a heat vac system or a road where you've got traffic coming and going is a little different than a constant hum going on, Ross.
Right, and the question becomes, how constant is it and what is the level of the hum? Now, it's very, very important to continue to examine this evidence and continue to do research, and that is something TPA will continue to do. And in fact, recently, we released a brief examining data center noise and the nature of the noise and trying to compare it to other levels of sounds for duration, but also the level of that noise. Mm.
Ross Marchand with us, the director of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance on the Lucy Ann Lantz Show. You're listening to Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY. How many data centers are there throughout the United States, whether they're up and running or being constructed? Do you have a handle on that?
It's in the low thousands, and it's growing by the day.
Wow. Amazing to see. Well, I think this is good information for our listeners, and they can go online to the Taxpayer Protection Alliance website. It is protectingtaxpayers.org, protectingtaxpayers.org, and you can access the state-by-state data center toolkit. It's entitled Powering America, and take a look at what they have to say about these data centers. And I maintain we're really not going to know. The science is great. It's good to know, you know, what has been developed so far, but it's going to take a few years down the road to really understand the impact. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and it's very important that we continue to do research and we continue to ask these questions and above all, listen to these local concerns that are being raised.
All right, Ross. Well, great work by the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. We appreciate the work you do. Ross Marchand, thanks so much. We'll have you on again. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Ross Marchand, director of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. And again, that website, protectingtaxpayers.org. You can check out their toolkit today. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.